It's the Isaiah Gratz Show, wherever you are.
What's going on? Welcome to IGMP TV. I'm your host, Isaiah Gratz, introducing great media people like you on the Isaiah Gratz Show. Today's guest is one of the greatest all-around entertainers, known from singing on Sister Act 2 the movie, touring with Gladys Knight, and is the owner of the number one Motown Review Hitsville show in Las Vegas. Please welcome Jinjin Reeves. Jinjin, thank you so much for being here. Where are you? It looks beautiful.
I'm in Las Vegas.
Vegas is beautiful. I bet the weather is very hot though, right? I remember visiting, and I kid you not, I got out of the car and I saw a lizard and I was stuck to the ground. I was like, oh, no. This heat is way too much, but it is a very beautiful place. So make sure you stay hydrated.
That is so funny. I've never seen a lizard stuck to the ground, but I tell you, it can get so hot here.
All right, so Jinjin, you have performed your heart out for years. So for our listeners that are just hearing about you today, can you tell us about how you got started doing music and what inspired you to create Motown Review Hitsville, the show?
Well, as a teenager, I was in a summer youth program called Festival for the Performing Arts. And Motown's great Kim Weston was over it all. So Motown greats, Stevie Wonder, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, and many, many Motown greats would come and mentor us. Whether you wanted to sing, dance, act, do photography, or whatever it was that your dream was, they had this for you to teach you how to do it in case you wanted to do that for your life. That's how I got started. And Motown music has been my love of music for many, many years. And I was inspired by a gentleman named Ron Stevenson that had a show. I was performing in his show and I decided that I'd do my own version of that show.
Well, you have done a great job of producing the show. In fact, I've watched so many videos of you performing and you've captured the essence of Tina Turner and Diana Ross and Aretha Franklin so perfectly. You have so much energy. How does it feel to know that over 2 million people have come to see the Motown Review Hitsville the show? And on top of that, it is the only show in Las Vegas to run for 18 consecutive years. That is quite an accomplishment. And I bet you are so proud of that, right?
You know, We're all doing what we love to do and have a passion for. And I think that people can feel it and they know the difference. So when you can relate to the music, we sang a music that touched the hearts and the souls of people and bring back memories. We touch memories. And so when someone can touch your memories in a special place that you can reminisce to where you were back in the day when that happened. Oh my goodness. Ooh, yes. You know, then it's a whole nother level. And I think that's something that we were able to give our audience, which encouraged them to come back for some more.
Jinjin, with all of the success that has happened for Hitsville, the show, I'm sure there's been a lot of celebrities that have been seeing you over the years. I mean, 2 million people have come to see you perform at Hitsville, the show. So I'm sure you have caught the eye of some celebrities. Can you share any people that you've met or worked with?
Absolutely. And people that I don't know. So some of the greats that have come is some of the Temptations, the Four Tops, Diana Ross have come. Bubba Knight, Gladys have come, Betty Wright. I can go on and on. So many greats have come and graced us with their presence. I'm so honored and the opportunity to perform for them and in front of them because normally I'm the one in the audience. So I'm very, very grateful that I've had the type of support and encouragement on the journey through Hitsville.
Who would you say is your favorite artist when you were growing up as a child? And how did it help motivate you over the years to be able to create your own music and pick cover songs that could fit your voice? Because you have a very unique style.
Gladys is really at the top of my list next to Aretha Franklin, Tina Turner, Whitney Houston, Natalie Cole, as we talk about, you know, females. But as for males, Marvin Gaye, someone that I've always loved and admire, his voice, his music. Luther Vandross, I love so much. Prince, I am a Prince fan. So all these people, just to name a few, have been an inspiration, has inspired me through my journey. And when I noticed that I had a unique voice, I just wanted to just sing. And Aretha was somebody I took on tour with me. Her music, every time I go on tour, I take Aretha Franklin and Marvin Gaye, and they help me warm up. You know, I do my stretches, I do my vocal warm-ups with them, and they just inspire me to go get them.
And you definitely went to go get them, for sure.
Welcome back to IGMP TV. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass, introducing great media people like you on The Isaiah Grass Show. We are talking to Jinjin Reeves, known for her number one Motown review, The Hits Fill the Show in Las Vegas. So Jinjin, your real name is Jennifer Reeves, but your stage name is Jinjin. I'm curious to know, how did you come up with that name? Did someone in your family give that to you? Was it a nickname in school? Or does it have a special meaning that maybe none of us even know about?
Well, definitely has a special meaning to me. My family start calling me Jen as a little girl. And as I become more professional and move to California, joining SAG and AFTRA and becoming a professional actress, singer, and doing my craft, there was another lady by the name of Jennifer Reeves. And the only way I can separate my name from hers, I add another Jen to Jen and made Jinjin my middle name.
I'm so glad you were able to find a way to keep your name and get that money, because that is very important. So let's talk about you singing on Sister Act 2, the movie with Whoopi Goldberg. What was that experience like? The original Sister Act, the movie, released in 1992, and based on popularity, they released Sister Act 2 in 1993. So congratulations for being a part of that project. I bet you had so much fun, right?
Man, I had the best time ever. It was so exciting. Lauryn Hill just turned the joint out. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg, of course, the star. But I tell you, it was a joy to work with Lauryn Hill.
You've also been featured on TV shows like Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Martin, Seinfeld, the soundtrack of Friday the Movie, Only in America with Don King, and you danced in the movie Mississippi Burning. Do you feel that going to a music institute or taking acting classes helped you be more confident in your skin while performing on stage and on camera? Or were you always a natural, even when you were a little girl?
I think a little bit of both, because the Music Institute was such a great experience for me. It taught me so many incredible, valuable lessons of how to do voiceovers and so many different things. I took piano lessons there, and yeah, it's been a blessing. And I think God gave me a natural talent too, so.
Amen to that. He has definitely given you a lot of talent. What was it like performing with 7-time Grammy Award-winning artist Gladys Knight and 3-time Latin Grammy artist Luis Miguel? I mean, those are two different styles of music and artists. So that alone is very impressive that you toured with them, you sang with them, and you got to experience what their life is like. Can you tell me how you got those opportunities?
God has been so good, I tell you. Touring with Gladys, I did a musical called Madam Lily, and we toured for about 6 months or so. And it was a joy just to hear her voice every single night. I mean, a dream come true. One of my favorite singers in the world, it's Gladys Knight. And as far as touring with Luis Miguel, I learned Spanish in the high school, and I thought I'd never use it.
Absolutely, no one ever does.
Somebody uses it, but I didn't know that I would ever use it, learning it in Detroit. But when I moved to California and I started singing with a group, The musical director and the piano player, the horn player, they all sang, they all performed with Luis Miguel. I had personally never heard of Luis Miguel because, again, I didn't know where I would ever use my Spanish. But they heard me sing and they were like, he's looking for another singer. Do you have a demo or anything that you can give me? I'd like to present it because we love your voice. We think you'd be great. And so I gave them my bio and everything. And they called me while I was actually out on tour doing my own show. And they waited for a week for me to come back and from my show and pay my bills. And they were just like, okay, we got to go. And so I was like, okay, well, I don't even know what I'm singing. And they were just like, pick up the El Concierto CD from the music store and learn it because I need you on a flight tomorrow. Your flight's going to leave at 6 a.m. and you'll be flying to Venezuela. You're going to be singing the sopranos, the high part soprano, and you'll be on Thursday. The show hits Thursday, and today is Tuesday, right? I'm like, oh, my God.
And oh, so my gosh.
So I would shed it all night long, and the next morning on the plane, I just flew. I arrived in Venezuela at midnight, and I was supposed to get there earlier, and we were supposed to have a rehearsal with the other singer, and we didn't get to do that. So, but I'd been studying my butt off. But so the next day after the next day I woke up, the keyboard player that I'd known, he said, "Come on. You know, we're going to do a rehearsal," and we got a rehearsal in, and the show hit at 7, and there we were.
That is incredible to see how dedicated you are through your craft of being able to learn songs so quickly like a pro that you are. I mean, you have performed in front of thousands of people on stage, on television, and you traveled the world. So do you think that if you didn't learn Spanish that you would have gotten hired to work with Luis Miguel? And aren't you glad that you did pay attention in high school? Because let's face it, a lot of us take curriculums in high school and we're like, are we going to ever even use these? And then you're a prime example that sometimes we do need them.
I'm so glad I did. I'm so grateful. So now I can actually have a conversation in Spanish with someone. And it is amazing traveling with him as well and touring Spain and Venezuela and Mexico City, and just it was amazing. I mean, it was an audience that of a size that I'd never fathom or imagine that I'd be on stage to see. But you know what? God is amazing. I mean, it was football fields full of people, and they were all screaming from tiny babies to old women. Like
that's amazing.
It was quite incredible.
Welcome back to IGMP TV. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass, introducing great media people like you on the Isaiah Grass Show. Jinjin, let's talk about your new song, America, and the beautiful visuals it symbolizes of unity, love, and freedom. Can you tell me who created this beautiful video? And do you have any family that served in the military, which helped inspire this song?
A wonderful lady by the name of Kathy Durant. She directed and she produced the video of America. She did such a phenomenal job. I actually wrote the song, and a gentleman by the name of Derek Allen, DOA, he produced the song for me. I was inspired by a lot of military people that are in my family. My husband was in the military. My dad was in the military. My brother-in-law was in the military. And so many other friends that have served for this country and just needs to be honored. And I think that it touched my heart every time I think about what this country has gone through to come to where we are today. And so I honor everyone that has served. And I was inspired to do this song during COVID. So much was going on. And it just felt like real uncertain times as it regarded to what America experience has been for Americans. So because I have a love and a passion for my country, naturally, I want us to come together and unite as one. So that just gave me hope. And I wanted to share that hope with America. And I hope that America is inspired by this song and we can come together as one, stand and honor and respect one another as we go forward on the journey of life.
It's a beautiful song. You did a great job with the songwriting, and the visuals have a powerful patriotic moment for so many people to enjoy. So thank you for sharing the background of that story and showing your support to everyone in the military and all of the workers out there that make sacrifices in their life every day to be able to make the world go round. Before we go, Jinjin, do you have any upcoming events, music, or projects that we can be on the lookout for?
Absolutely. I'm actually in the studio working on a new song now. It's called Winner. And it is a song that encourages all of us to know that we are all winners. And it starts inside of us. It starts with believing what's inside of us and what God has given us in place in us to be the winners that we are. We're all winners. And it's just an inspirational song to just push forward and never give up.
You'll definitely have to keep me updated on your new projects. Jinjin, it was such a pleasure having you on the Isaiah Grass Show and learning more about who you are. You've accomplished so much throughout your career, and we have a special surprise for our listeners who want to know more about you. IGMP TV Network is now streaming your music videos on Roku, Apple, Amazon Fire, and our media outlets so everyone can enjoy them. Again, Jinjin, thank you so much for being here. I wish you so much continued success. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much for having me, Isaiah. It's a pleasure to be a part of your TV program.
Be sure to follow Jinjin at hitsfilltheshow.com or on social media to learn more about her. If you'd like to be a guest on the Isaiah Grass Show, please visit igmptv.com or isaiahgrass.com. You can email us at media@igmptv.com or give us a call at 916-520-4020 and follow us on social media at IGMP TV Network and Isaiah Jim Music. Thank you so much for listening and watching. I'm your host, Isaiah Grass on IGMP TV, introducing great media people like you, and you're listening to the Isaiah Grass Show wherever you are. Talk to you later. Bye.